For the next few lessons, I'm going to be speaking on the subject, the meeting in the air. Paul spoke of this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. He said, "We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Oh, aren't we looking forward to that? As I was preparing this lesson, my mind traveled back to the time of my boyhood. In the church that I attended, we often turned to page 10 in the old Redback hymnal and sang that old song written by Mace Taylor Roberts, which she copyrighted in 1925. Here's some of the words to that old song entitled "The Meeting in the Air." Many things will there be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There'll never be a sermon preached to sinners, because the sinner had refused to heed the call. There'll be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There'll be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All of our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. There the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There'll be no grumblers there to disturb us, and the Achans will be busy far away. There the saints will have his seal upon their foreheads, dressed in clothes none but the ransom can wear. All who have the wedding garment will be present at that meeting in the air. You have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph, and of Jonah and the whale you often sing. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by, the Lord will surely let me meet them at that meeting in the air. Oh, hallelujah. I get happy just reading the words of that song. I'm going to begin my scriptural reading in Thessalonians chapter 4. I begin with verse 13. Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Paul says, comfort one another with these words. These words are indeed a comfort to those of us who are longing to go home. This old earth is in for a surprise that will throw it into the greatest state of turmoil that could be imagined when the newscasters and the papers come out with the headlines that millions are missing from the earth, when homes are disrupted by some being taken and some being left, when every baby is lifted out of every crib around the world. This will be the shock of all ages for those left behind. But let me hasten to tell you that you do not have to be left. The choice is yours to make if you make it in time. I'm going to stop this first lesson on this subject of the meeting in the air, the great hope of every born-again believing child of God, Tomorrow I will speak on this same subject. Be sure to listen. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.